Hey, welcome back. Hour two of this, The Jordan Rich Show on WBZ. It's WBZ.com in case you'd like to listen live and stream the broadcast. And you can go to my site, JordanRich.com, anytime. Also, my email is Jordan.Rich@WBZ.com. Before we get to Chuck, who's in studio to talk about a very, a subject close to my heart, which is the yard sale. And I've had a few of them. Let me speak, first of all, very briefly with David McBurney, one of the top tennis players in New England. I understand he just beat a very good player last week in Connecticut. He's also involved in helping out the community, including the Brookline community, with the Brookline Kids Carnival, a free event next weekend. Hey there, David. Welcome.
Good evening, Jordan. Thanks for having me.
Good evening. My serve probably wouldn't rate in your neck of the woods. How fast is your serve?
Oh, Jordan, I'm a little older in my playing days these days, so I try to work around the speed and
it's probably like an SST compared to mine.
I don't know about that, but yes. So we had a very historic day today in tennis. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
I am indeed. The French Open. Tell everybody what happened.
Oh Lord, we had a wonderful day for Roger Federer. I think he's basically secured his place in tennis history as probably the greatest player of all time. He's one of the six men to ever win all four majors, and he recently tied Pete Sampras with his 14th Grand Slam title.
Amazing, and I love the French Open. I'm not a big tennis guy, but I just love the court they play on and that surface, and it's a fun game to watch. And
it's great.
Well, that's cool. Well, you of course, are a pretty darn good tennis player, but we're here to talk a little bit about the Brookline Kids Carnival and giving back, and you have something called Net Results. Tell us what that is, first of all, your organization.
Well, Jordan, I've been in the tennis industry for getting close to 30 years now, and about 5 or 6 years ago, I decided that was an opportunity for me to make my own way and get out of the private club business and put all my experience and enthusiasm and energy for the game back to municipalities where I grew up. And we've got a great program in Brookline. We've got close to 1,200 families that are involved. We've got great partnerships with all the Brookline grammar schools, and we're a big supporter of all the health and wellness initiatives in the town. So next Sunday at Waldstein Park, which is in Cleveland Circle, from 3 to 5, our Net Results team will be providing some free lessons for all the kids in Brookline and surrounding areas. We've got some free food, we've got free refreshments, free prizes, and our own Henry Santoro from WFNX will be spinning the tunes.
Henry's a good buddy, and he brought this to my attention, and I was thrilled to hear from him. And I said, "Of course, we'll plug this for you." And you are from Brookline originally?
Actually, I'm from Newburyport, Mass.
Okay, but you're giving back here, and again, it's not just for Brookline residents. Anybody can come, right?
Absolutely, it's really all about the growth of tennis. Tennis has been on the uptick, Jordan, for the last 3 years. It's got the highest percentage increase of all the major sports, and something that not a lot of folks know is that 72% of all tennis that's played in the United States is played on municipal tennis courts. So we really feel like we're facilitating a great need and providing some direction for future growth in municipal tennis.
And not only that, but keeps kids healthy if they're out there running around chasing tennis balls.
Absolutely,
and
health and wellness.
What's the best way for people to find information about your organization, David McBurney, and also the event?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.netresultstennis.net, and we have all our program information, lots of playing programs, both at Amory Park and at Waldstein. We operate 12 months out of the year, and we do events like this maybe every 2 or 3 months. So we'd like to keep everybody informed and love to keep them on the tennis court and healthy and well and considering their future in the game.
Well, naturally, it's netresultstennis.net. It's not going to be .org or .com. It's going to be .net, right?
Yes, sir.
If there's a .love, you'll probably get that one, too.
We'll be working on that one.
Great to talk to you, David. Next Sunday, the 14th, Brookline Kids Carnival, a terrific tennis event, all free, Waldstein Park and Brookline. And good luck to you, and good luck to all the tennis players out there who want to be like the next Federer.
Thank you very much, Jordan. And we hope to see you out there on Sunday.
Take care. Say hi to Henry for me.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye. Nice fella. And doing some good work in the community, David McBurney. All right, joining me in studio now is my good...